An Amatory Birder's Guide to the Bower. It is the awful possibility of beauty's utility that's crouched you low in the thicket of this jungle, virile but dull lover. Slip forward like a snake, molting as you go the ambivalence you hold towards foreign gardens, until your nose close at the mossy threshold of an exquisite room no bigger than your head, trim and safe, made of rustic scraps, twigs, grass, broken monsoon-smoothed glass. Not just a nest, a diorama of nature's intimate tunings, painted with chewed berries and charcoal, ornamented with feathers and shells, the cam of a lighter, a frayed but blossoming telephone wire, a wonder, a shelter, a boudoir fit for the finest hen, assembled alone and with loneliness's press by a bird of plain plumage, drab as you'll see in such an exotic place, with a pigeon's build and a voice no more melodic than a novice on the piccolo. If it's not twilight, the bower's not bowered yet, but off marauding the temples of rival cocks. So don't hesitate to peep. Sly now, as Casanova's ghost give a moan, a low, lasting note of diagrammable seduction. Peer into that cracked and gray glass eye tacked to a wall, a bauble of fortune. Art takes labor as lover.